Friends, does Trump even have the constitutional authority to impose these tariffs without congressional approval? Well, he really doesn't. You know, he presented this chart on April 2nd, and it's the same day that he issued this fact sheet where he declared a national emergency to increase our competitive edge, protect our sovereignty, and strengthen our national and economic security. Now, I'm going to explain to you in just a moment why this is not an emergency, why it's not a bona fide emergency. I've been speaking and teaching about tariffs for several weeks. This is an area of expertise for me. I have a master's degree in international relations, international policy. I've studied international economics, foreign trade, and so forth. So this is a fascination I have, and I'm happy to be at your service to clarify this for you. So it says right here that President Trump is invoking his authority under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977, IEEPA, to address, are you ready for it? The national emergency posed by the large and persistent trade deficit. Friends, trade deficits are not an emergency. In fact, they're not even a cause for concern. Trade deficits are just an accounting tool. They are not an indicator of economic distress. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'm running a 100% trade deficit with my grocery store. I give them money and they give me goods. The United States is the world's wealthiest country. It is the world's number one exporter of services. It is the number one world's exporter of agricultural products. And it is the number two overall exporter of products. The United States does not have anything broken that a tariff can fix. In fact, tariffs are so detrimental, and I've done several videos breaking that down for you. A trade deficit is not a national emergency. How can, we have Vietnam here, how can Vietnam, a country with a mere fraction of the population of the United States, ever import as much as the United States does? As the United States imports from Vietnam. It's not possible. It's not rational. In fact, I called his tariffs, let's see, and the information was haphazard. The information he presented was haphazard because it was not in alphabetical order. It was not ordered by tariff rates or foreign tariff rates. It wasn't organized by region. It was haphazard, mirroring Trump's destructive, divisive, abusive, chaotic, disastrous, punitive, arbitrary, devastating, injurious, ruinous, brutal, dangerous, appalling, deleterious, dangerous, nonsensical, absurd, ludicrous, unstable, unrealistic, irrational, ignorant, and arrogant view on international trade. Let's see, did I leave anything out? I think I may have. I came up with another list. I might be repeating myself, but his strategy is incompetent, it's inept, it's ridiculous, it's offensive, it's juvenile, it's bullying, it's coercive, it's threatening, it's imbecilic, it's cruel, it's rude, it's demanding, it's heavy-handed, it's repressive, it's impetuous, it's rash, it's immature, it's imprudent, and it is ill-conceived, and some of you would describe it as downright stupid. Tariffs don't achieve the stated goals of this administration. I did a video for you called Better Than Tariffs, where I break this down. Let's go on to see what he is stating is the emergency that requires him to invoke his authority under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977. He goes on to say that the trade deficit is driven by the absence of reciprocity in our trade relationships and other harmful policies like currency manipulation and exorbitant value-added taxes. Well, I've got to stop you right there, friends. Value-added taxes are not imposed on exports. The United States pays exactly zero in VAT, in value-added taxes, in any other country. So that right there, he is very ill-informed, and I cannot believe that that even is standing. In terms of reciprocity in trade relationships, you will need to take a look at some of my other videos where I go into a great deal of detail regarding what we import from certain countries and what we export from. I talk about comparative advantage, whereby the United States is now in a more advanced phase of economic development, meaning the services sector. Yes, we still provide agricultural products. We're the number one exporter in agriculture. And yes, we still have a robust manufacturing sector. Those are the first two phases of countries that are economically developed. And now we are in the services sector, and we have a thriving services sector, and we are the number one exporter in services. So there cannot be exact parity between countries in terms of trade. We are not going to be exporting cocoa and chocolate and vanilla, but we are going to be importing that. We are not going to be exporting certain raw materials, but we are going to be importing certain rare earth minerals, for example, from other countries that have them in abundance and want to mine them and sell them to us. That's the nature of mutually beneficial trade. Trump forgot that it's not winners and losers, but it's mutually beneficial. Then he goes on to say that he is going to impose an individualized reciprocal higher tariff. When we looked at that chart, and I broke this down for you in a different video, these are not tariff rates at all. This is a very strange calculation based on the trade deficit and other factors that do not rely on the tariffs. I've also explained that these tariffs take many, many months, if not years, to develop agreements upon. So there are already trade agreements in place for every country on this list. You can't just violate these agreements willy-nilly like he has done. If you want to renegotiate the tariffs, then you do it on a country-by-country basis with experts and diplomacy, so that you are working toward reducing the trade barriers, not putting the trade barriers up. He's either getting very poor advice, or he is not listening to those who know more about tariffs than he does. So this announcement of an emergency is really based on fake, phony, and fraudulent information, just like back in 2020. When there was another emergency called under Trump's term that you know and I know was way overblown. The point of this video is to determine whether or not the president even has the authority to issue tariffs, and he doesn't. There is no national emergency posed by trade deficits. By the way, I just did another video for you describing and explaining why the United States has a trade deficit, which has grown over the last few years. And that is because of the number of vaccines that the United States has imported from Switzerland. Switzerland has climbed to become one of the major exporters of products to the United States in terms of pharmaceutical products. Switzerland has 9 million people. The United States has 340 million people. Anyone except for Trump and Levitt and Peter Navarro and Howie Lutnick, Commerce Secretary, they are the only ones that don't understand that there can never be a zero trade deficit with other countries. That is not how international markets work. So I just wanted to do a very short video that Trump doesn't have the legitimate authority to issue these tariffs. It causes such instability in our markets. And I'm not just talking about the stock market. People who want to invest in the United States are going to think twice about it because of this man's irrational behavior. The instability and unpredictability of our country and our economy, these are red flags to investors. And even if someone wanted to invest in this country, banks are not going to loan money in such an unpredictable, chaotic environment. It begs the question, why is Trump doing this? Some would say that he is crashing the economy on purpose. Some would say that he is bombing the international markets, trade markets, so that he can usher in digital currency and, dare I say, usher us into a new world disorder. How do you like them apples? Them are pretty rotten apples. Let me know what you think in a comment below. And be sure to check out my tariffs playlist. I have answered your questions again and again, so I hope you will increase your knowledge. I'm making the videos a little shorter so the information is easier to consume and digest and learn from. Thank you, everybody. You can get on my free Substack where I do my written analysis, peggyhall.substack.com, and I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast.